Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest shit to happen in running this week. This week's stories include Walmsley's slaying of the Mount Tam Strava record, Killian summits Everest again, and a tribute to SoCal ultra legend, Hal Winton. A second person has now completed the Quad Quad Dipsy. Originally conceived and run by Don Charles Lundell of Zombie Runner in 2003, the 16 times crossing of the Dipsy Trail is no small feat. It took DC 41 hours then. No one has done it since, and do you wonder why? That's over 112 miles. So, a couple weeks ago, Toshimoshi Hosaka completed the journey in 37 hours, 48 minutes, on his third attempt. Well done, but don't expect to see me trying it anytime soon. The quad dipsy was enough. Sometimes you don't appreciate things until they aren't there anymore. Take ultramarathon entrance lists. Seems like a pretty standard thing these days with the adoption of Ultra Signup. Legendary thru-hiker and ultra-runner Andrew Skirka found out the hard way when he tried to see who his competition was at the upcoming Bighorn 100 and could not obtain a list of who was registered. After failing to hear back from race management, Skirka took to the internet to help compile a list of entrants through crowdsourcing via a Google form. So far, 41 people have added their names to the list. Unconventional, but kudos to Skirka for taking matters into his own hands. Questions surrounding what was happening to the North Face 50 Endurance Challenge Championship in California were finally answered this week, as they announced a new date and new course. With several North Face events already having taken place this year, all of the San Francisco data was still showing 2016, and registration was not open, leading to questions about whether the event would even happen in 2017. Both the North Face Endurance Challenge and iRunFar reported on Twitter the race is a go on November 18th and 19th with a finish in Crissy Park after crossing the Golden Gate Bridge. Some runners living in the San Francisco Bay Area chimed in with their early dismay. Alex Varner is not a fan of the final 3 miles being on pavement and had concerns about running through tourists across the bridge. Io Wang agreed, suggesting using the bike's only side would be the only way to go. Dylan Bowman, who is a North Face athlete, is stoked on the changeup and added that the race was almost canceled without this new route. Only time will tell exactly what the course will be, as they have yet to release an updated course map publicly. Something we will be keeping a close eye on is the similarity of the course to the new race announced earlier this year by Pacific Coast Trail Runs called The Ridge, which takes place this August, including a 62K, 32K, and 18K race starting in Lagunitas, and finishing along the Golden Gate Bridge into Crissy Field, just as reported by the North Face. Questions have already arose about the North Face poaching the idea from PCTR to have this type of finish. We'll update as we have more information. Jim Walmsley lit up the Western States training camp this weekend, setting dozens of Strava segment records, racking up crowns from Friday. The state's course, Jim took a side trip to Marin County to take down the Headlands' most prized Strava KOM, Mount Tam Hill Climb. Jim blazed the famous 3.2-mile route with 2,466 feet of climb in 30 minutes, 38 seconds, edging out Galen Burrell's record by just 20 seconds. We now go live to Jam Jam, who is with a representative of the Marin Musketeers and has caught some of the early reactions to what is a huge loss to the Bay Area Strava community. Jam Jam?
Mountain Outpost exclusive. First time you heard about RockoShow.com. This time, I have one goal for the rest of the year after Western States. A certain man, James Walmsley, just took down the most iconic course record in Marin County, the Mount Tam Hill Climb. And I am nowhere near it right now. And had utmost respect for Gail and Levi, who were up there before. But as God is my witness, we need to get it back in the hands of a Marin County native. So,
the Marin Mafia.
If it isn't done by UTMB, we're not going to France. Somebody else can have my bib, because that is the number one goal. Sub 30, breaking 30. Chris Mafia story.
Wow, sounds like the Musketeers are reeling over this stolen crown. Outhouse Nation, let's hold Chris to his promise. No sub 30 Mount Tam, no UTMB. The goat literally shocked the world as he returned quietly to knock out another lap on Everest this week. Yes, folks, Killian summited Everest twice in a freaking week.
So we are leaving Everest, a bit sad, but it's cool. I climbed 2 times Everest in 1 week, feeling great.
What's the term for the level above the goat? Greatest of all time, infinity squared. No tag backs, lock it down and throw away the key. I'm starting to think I'm in trouble for Hard Rock. I mean, I was planning on sleeping up at 11,000 feet for the month prior to race day, which sounded pretty badass about a week ago, but now just sounds cute and fuzzy. Wait a minute. Remember how I just locked away the key on Killian being the goat? Hold the phones. We just got word that Everest record holder Anshu Jamensma of India made a double ascent within a 5-day window this May, besting the previous woman's record of a double within 7 days. We believe this to be her 5th lifetime ascent of the famed mountain. We all remember the missed turn heard around the world last June. What is now being called the Walmsley Left has haunted not only the ill-fated cowboy, but also the organizers and course markers of the Western States 100. But what does that junction look like, and how did it happen? In a new investigative segment, Jam Jam himself has set out to find out the answers to those and many other questions. Jam Jam again?
Jam Jam here, reporting live from the Western States 100 course. We are here at the site of the now ill-fated Walmsley Left. They have positively marked this with about 100 flags, but I still do not see any wrong way markers. Western States, we love your wait list this year, but please step up your game. We beg you, please install some wrong way markers on race day. This is just not gonna cover it.
I mean, I think the big thing the Western States could do, there was a big fuss a few weeks back about stop gym shirts. Maybe you can actually just make a stop gym stop sign and put it on the trail.
This is really the only appropriate spot for a stop gym sign on this course.
Build a wall of people, force them that direction.
Yeah, I think they just need to install a gate here and just close this down permanently.
I don't think you're the person who should be talking about getting to gates.
That's all the time we have today, folks. Back to you in the studio.
Thanks, gentlemen. Looking forward to any info you can turn up regarding a reported Robin's Right this April in Frozen Head. I know it must take some time, but valiant efforts. I've not heard of the Maxi Race in Annecy, France before this year, but it apparently hosts over 7,500 athletes, and with the addition of a beastly 110K race with over 23,000 feet of climb, attracted some real top athletes. Francois Dehaene continued his stellar 2017 with a commanding win of the field in 12 hours 55 minutes over second place Max King, who was 40 minutes back. Can't wait to see Francois at UTMB this year. Caroline Chavarot dominated the ladies' field, placing 4th overall in 15 hours 8 minutes. She had a rougher start to the year, dropping from Trans Gran Canaria and not starting Trans Vulcania. We will see her soon here in the US at the Hard Rock 100 in Colorado. The top American in the women's race was Courtney DeWalter, who placed 4th. We now go live to Jizzle Wizzle, who for once isn't inside his office, glad to see him getting out a bit more.
Hey there, Outhouse Nation. It's the Jizz from the Beast Coast, but right now I'm in Colorado. Just hoofed my way up to 11,500 feet up Mount Rosa. I think I got the Strava SKT. So Walmsley, on your way through, come at me, buddy. Had a great trip out here to Colorado. Went up the incline yesterday, almost puked up my lungs. And now I get to go down a snowfield that I think I'm probably going to bust my ass on. Looks like everybody had a good time at the Memorial Day training camp in California. And wish everybody well as they get ready for their big June races. Reporting from California by way of the Beast Coast, it's the Jizz!
It was just announced the Western States 100-mile endurance run will be drug testing a random selection of runners at the finish line in Auburn of the race this year. Tests will be conducted under WADA standards. This is a big move forward for drug testing for the sport. At a time when it seems dopes and dopers are being caught weekly in track and field, road racing, and increasingly in the trail scene. We have to applaud the Western States Endurance Run Board and organization for taking this step forward and leading the way in clean sport. It will reportedly cost around $700 per runner for the administered tests that will be given to a random selection of athletes. All athletes may be subject to testing, but the board maintains they will likely test top contenders, including possibly age group winners, the top 10 men and women, or a selection from the top 20 men and women. Testing will take place at the Placer High School finish line in a secure area. Back this week is our Northwest correspondent, Maya Ray-Ray.
What? How can you even think that? There's no way Wamsi beats Jerk. Wamsi is fat. But Jerk is Jerk. Now, Tracy is the best. Hands down, she crushes them all. Do you even know your Western State's history? How old are you? What? Jam Jam? We're live! Welcome back, Jam Jam. Are you ready to discuss my contract?
Maya, I told you we can talk about this offline.
Well, you can't avoid it forever. This just isn't going to cut it. 4 stickers? Snowglow from Arizona? Some crazy glue? And a movie of the Western States? Plus, it's really cool, but seriously, Jam Jam, I graduated 4th grade. I'm almost an adult. I need more! You know what, Jam Jam? Ginger Runner is offering me 8 stickers per episode, and he'll make me my very own opening just like Mako's. The Sun Mountain 50K and 100K was held this last weekend. The area is so pretty. Speaking of the Ginger Runner, he has a sweet film about it. Ginger, he's the best. Is this how you wink? I'm winking anyway. Brandon Benfield took first for the men, while Suzanne Johnson took the title for the women. A new Capri Sun 10K world record was set this weekend by me. I took down 6 Capri Suns in 6 miles to smash the previous record held by Little Mikey Rustig Jr. It's now time for this week. Let's check in with an ultra runner.
We're here in beautiful British Columbia.
On the White Lakes Trail.
Yeah. And we found a mountain outhouse.
It is a true
How fitting.
Outhouse in the mountains.
Back to you in Studio 5.
Thanks, David and Brett. David, come on. You're killing me, Smalls. I see you took filming lessons from Mako. Hashtag no vertical filming. Put it right here. Right here. Want to know the correct way how to hold a camera? Not this way. This way. Wrong, correct. Wrong, correct. Kids. Jam Jam, we need to talk about my contract. Stop hiding from me.
We have a couple of notable losses to the trail running community this week. The first is John Matheson, who passed away at the Superior Spring 25K trail race after collapsing midway through. This was a race he finished 3 times prior. Condolences to his family and the local running community. We also have to pay tribute to a legend in the Southern California ultra running scene. Hal Winton is a man who many of you know well for his co-founding and co-directorship of the Angeles Crest 100 and countless hours leading and performing trail work and maintenance in the Angeles National Forest. Uncle Hal, as he was often known, was also a longtime ultra runner who completed the Avalon 50 mile on Catalina Island 35 times, most notably recently this year at age 85. I first met Hal while doing trail work for my first 100-mile race, the Angeles Crest 100, back in 2007. He was always there with a friendly smile and made you feel welcome immediately. He exemplified what this sport is really all about, and his passion for the trails, mountains, and people was evident whenever around him. Rest in peace, friend. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or have thoughts on the new North Face 50 course across the Golden Gate Bridge, tweet us at Mountain Outpost. Have a good week. Another week, another pair of sunnies. Get these before they're gone and help support this show. As a bonus, we'll include a Mountain Outpost sticker pack and signed certificate of authenticity. YOLO. We've really stepped up our game here, Mountain Outhouse News, and got a couple links for you. Check out one of our other shows and hit the subscribe button. See you guys later.